Section 2 of In Time of Emergency, A Citizen's Handbook on Nuclear Attack, Natural Disasters, by United States Office of Civil Defense. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Nuclear Attack. A nuclear attack against the United States would take a high toll of lives, but our losses would be much less if people were prepared to meet the emergency, knew what actions to take, and took them. A nationwide civil defense system now exists in the United States and is being enlarged and improved constantly. The heart of this system is fallout shelter to protect people from the radioactive fallout that would result from a nuclear attack. The system also includes warning and communications networks, preparations to measure fallout radiation, control centers to direct life-saving and recovery operations, emergency broadcasting stations, local governments organized for emergency operations, large numbers of citizens trained in emergency skills, and U.S. military forces available to help civil authorities and the public in a time of emergency. If an enemy should threaten to attack the United States, you would not be alone. The entire nation would be mobilizing to repulse the attack, destroy the enemy, and hold down our own loss of life. Much assistance would be available to you from local, state, and federal governments, from the U.S. Armed Forces units in your area, and from your neighbors and fellow Americans. If an attack should come, many lives would be saved through effective emergency preparations and actions. You can give yourself and your family a much better chance of surviving and recovering from a nuclear attack if you will take time now to understand the dangers you would face in an attack, make your own preparations for an attack, learn what actions you should take at the time of attack. Chapter 1. Checklist of Emergency Actions. Know your local emergency action plan. Find out from your local government your local plan for emergency action. Determine the specific actions you and members of your family are expected to take. Understand nuclear attack hazards. See Chapter 2. On the widespread threat of fallout, remember, the most dangerous period is the first 24 hours after fallout arrives, but you might have to use fallout shelter for up to 2 weeks. Highly dangerous amounts of fallout are visible. They look like particles of sand or salt. There is little danger that adults could inhale or swallow enough fallout particles to hurt them. Small children, however, could be injured by drinking contaminated water or milk. A person exposed to fallout radiation does not become radioactive. Radiation sickness is not contagious. One person cannot catch it from another person. Know the attack warning signal. See Chapter 3. On outdoor warning devices, the attack warning signal is a 3 to 5 minute wavering sound or a series of short blasts on whistles or horns. This signal means an enemy attack against the United States has been detected. Take protective action. This signal has no other meaning and will be used for no other purpose. On warning, don't use the phone. Get information from radio. Know the location of fallout shelters. See Chapter 4. Public shelters are marked like this. Reader's note. Diagram contains a black circle in which there are three equilateral triangles evenly spaced, with each triangle's vertex meeting at the center of the circle and the other two vertices touching the circle itself. Below the circle containing the triangles are the words fallout shelter, with two arrows beneath the words pointing to the right. End of reader's note. Good shelters can be prepared in homes with basements. If no shelter is available, improvise protection. See Chapter 5. Remember, a basement corner below ground level or a storm cellar is the best place to improvise fallout protection. For the best possible protection, use heavy and dense materials for shielding. Prepare emergency supplies. See Chapter 6. Especially important are water and other liquids, food requiring no cooking, special medicines. Conserve emergency supplies. Maintain sanitation. See Chapter 7. Reduce Fire Hazards, see Chapter 8. Know the basics of emergency medical care, see Chapter 9. If no doctor is available, especially important are actions to restore breathing, stop serious bleeding, treat for shock, treat broken bones and burns. Follow official instructions. Chapter 2. Understand the hazards of nuclear attack. Summary. 1. The main hazards of a nuclear attack are blast, heat, fire, and fallout radiation. 2. You may be able to protect yourself against blast and heat by getting inside a shelter or taking cover before the nuclear explosion occurs. You may be able to avoid fire injuries by putting out small fires or escaping from large fires that might occur in your area. 3. You can protect yourself against fallout radiation by getting inside a fallout shelter, if possible, before fallout particles begin drifting down, and by staying there until you are told to come out by authorities who have the equipment to measure radiation levels. 4. After a nuclear attack, food and water would be available to most people, and it would be usable. If any fallout particles have collected, they could be removed before the food is eaten or the water is drunk. People suffering from extreme hunger or thirst should not be denied food or water, even if the available supplies are not known to be free of fallout particles or other radioactive substances. 5. Infants and small children should be fed canned or powdered milk if available for a while after the attack, unless the regular milk supply is uncontaminated. They should not be given water that may contain radioactive substances if other water known to be pure is available. 6. A person cannot catch radiation sickness from another person. Understand the hazards of a nuclear attack.